Always Time to Die by Elizabeth Lowell. Read by Carrington McDuffie.
For Eric and Miranda, the future is yours. Prologue. Near Taos, New Mexico, January, Tuesday, 3 a.m. The cutting edge of a winter storm made the old house sigh and moan as if someone was dying. Someone is. Soon. The ghostly smile, the laughter, and the words were silent. No one saw the intruder glide across the ancient Persian carpet on soundless feet. No one heard the door to the library open. The hospital bed and oxygen bottle looked bizarre among the ranks of leather-bound books and gilt-framed portraits of Andrew Jackson Quintrell I and his wife, Isabel Mercedes Archuleta y Castillo. The ambition that had created one of New Mexico's biggest ranches and launched the national political careers of future Quintrells blazed out of A.J. Quintrell's Yankee blue eyes. The matching ambition of one of New Mexico's oldest families smoldered in Isabel's hazel green eyes. The old man lying motionless on the hospital bed was their grandson. The fires of ambition had almost burned out in him. He would end his life as he had begun it, on the Quintrell Ranch. No hospitals, no nurses, no doctors. No muttering and fussing and false smiles of hope. There wasn't any hope. For nearly a century, the senator had enjoyed the wealth and prestige and power of the Quintrell family. For 80 years, he had run the family with a closed fist of absolute power. Now he was slowly succumbing to congestive...